Exodus chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. God is speaking to Moses at the burning bush. "Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?" So God said, "I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain." Standing on a mountain peak, watching the red ball of the sun break over the horizon, reaching its flaming fingers out into every valley, can be a striking experience. But not nearly as striking as the transcendent experience when God Himself breaks over the horizon of time, space, matter to reveal Himself. The flaming fingers of His presence reaching into every dark valley of our heart to say to you, "I am your who." 40 years before our text, Moses thought he was really something. He was going to be the champion of Israel. He was going to unite them and establish victory for them, delivering them from bondage. Each of us is tempted to think that going my own way, following my own truth, is what is going to give me the victorious life that I want. But what happened with Moses? Following his own way, his own truth for a victorious life, collapsed before it ever got started. And now he was a forgotten, broken old man in the wilderness. But the Lord summoned him to draw near to that flaming fire. And a few moments before the burning bush at Mount Horeb changed his life forever. Gave him a new life. With Moses, you and I are called to take off our sandals, for we are on holy ground. Take off our sandals, for we are unclean. Our feet have at times pursued my own way, determined to follow my own truth. Like Moses, sometimes leaving the Lord buried in the sand. And how often hasn't following our own way, our own truth, like Moses, also collapsed upon us? We deserve to be burnt to ashes by that flaming fire. But thankfully, God's Word doesn't come to burn us. He gave us His Word in order to deliver us, to save us, and give us life. In fact, all men are fondly measured by God's revelation of His way, His truth, His life. In fact, there is no sense, there's no significance, there's no security for any of us in this sinful world until we draw near that flaming fire of God's revelation in His Word. To learn through that Word to rely on Him who is the way, the truth, and the life. Kneeling before that flaming fire, Moses asks in our text the first of three questions that he asks God. Who am I? You see, Moses had learned something in those 40 years in the wilderness, namely that he was nothing. but he had not learned nearly enough. Because notice, he is still focused on himself. Who am I? Yes, he was focused on his failures, on his inabilities, but that was still being focused on himself. The miracle in front of him was not penetrating his cranium to shed any light in that gray matter. For what was happening in front of him? A thorn bush. They are so worthless that sheep won't even eat them. Such a thorn bush had become the host and the vehicle of God's eternal word. That scrubby bush was given a life and a significance that it could never have in itself. And the same is true of you. You have been given God's word. And as such, every one of you has been made a minister of God's word. A minister who with that word then has a life and a significance that you could never have in yourselves. Graciously, the word of the Lord revealed that going my own way, following my own truth, will never lead to an eternally victorious life. Graciously, the Lord revealed that Moses was asking the wrong question. He had the focus turned around, and graciously the Lord turned it back for him. The focus for all of us, each of us, is not to be on who am I, but rather trusting that gracious promise the Lord is giving you. I am your who. Everything you are not, everything you lack, I am. I saved you. I washed you clean from all your sins in my own blood. I covered you with my righteousness that avails before God. I have prepared the mansions of heaven for you, and I will be with you every step of the way to bring you there. I am your who. Men have scaled great mountains in order to stand at the peak and watch that red ball of the sun break over the horizon, spreading its flaming fingers into every valley, and that indeed can be a striking experience. But not nearly as striking as the transcendent experience when the Lord Himself breaks the horizon of time, matter, and space to reveal Himself to you in His Word, spreading the flaming fingers of His presence into the dark valley of each of our hearts with His Word saying to you, I am your who. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 4.